It is now time for the big show, the monster smash hit show, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, as we say good evening to Sluggy Dan. Good evening, Sluggy. What's up?
Manners and respect. VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. And today, I need to hear from you, Barbados. And I want your honest opinions. I want your honest remarks. I need your honest comments, all of you out there listening. Ollie and I today, I'm taking time today to tell you all about the National Peace Program. I want the entire island to hear about the National Peace Program and what the National Peace Program have in store and how the National Peace Program is coming to every single community, every single parish, every single zone, and we want to work with everyone. I particularly, you know, I love the youth, so I want everyone, everywhere in Barbados between 16 till about 35. That's one I'm particularly interested in, you know, the youth. But I want to hear from every single one, and I want to hear your thoughts. We're going to tell you about the National Peace Program, and we're going to let you ask me any questions you might have. And I'm going to tell you about some projects that we've already done, projects that have started already, both here and abroad. So we're going to tell you about all of those projects. So I want you to keep it locked to VOB 92.9 FM, and we're going to tell you all about the National Peace Program. Shout outs to my girl Jan Beige on the outside. Love you to all, baby girl. Locked on. Big up Jan Beige, a hot new artist coming out. You want to get some dancehall, when they get some reggae, when they get some fusion music, when they get some lovers rock, when they get some every single thing. Of course, you know, here on Saturdays 92.9 FM, and on Tuesdays on our big brother station, Hot 95.3 FM. Ollie, and get him a tune and come back and tell us some info.
What do you want here, Slugs?
We're going to give him some Ahanji with Tech Dwayne.
Sure thing.
That we're talking about sweetness. Hot music on a Saturday evening, 92.9 FM. We gone.
Take the wine.
11 minutes before 7 o'clock, we're live with the man Sluggy Dan.
Yes, please. 92.9 FM, Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme. And they want everyone all over Barbados to make sure you follow the National Peace Program on all social media platforms. Follow National Peace Program on all social media platforms. And we are coming to every single parish, every single community, every single zone. And they want everyone to get involved. I am the field coordinator, so I'm responsible for all the people in the field working in all the communities. So within next month or so, I'm going to try my very, very best to cover every single parish and every single community. I'm going to try my utmost best. They have to start doing some work in St. George, St. John, St. Joseph. I already started doing work in St. Philip. I was featured speaker at Hilda Skeen Primary School yesterday. Had their camp and the turn camp, had about 100 children, which is absolutely awesome. So you got to speak to them and the camp counselor there. You speak to all the parents that enter all the children in the program. So that can be like 100 children we got straight off the bat in the program. And shout out to Chantel and Aaliyah and the whole crew from the camp. Can't make a difference. You can make sure you include all them in our year-long program. You know, we got lots of activities going on for all the youth. And we are not bringing these programs and telling the youth they have to do them. We want to find out what the youth interested in, what the youth love doing, what the youth want to do, and find programs to suit them and put them in programs tailored towards them. So, and we also want to partner with persons within the community instead of coming and taking over and dominating. We want to come a partner, upscale what you have going on. So you might have a farm project going on with your 3 youngsters. If you could do it with you and 20 youngsters, message and let us know. You might be a carpenter who could teach 40 little men how to do carpentry. You understand? But you're only doing 3 now because of your capacity. Let us know how we can upskill that and help you do that. Help take these youngsters off the street. You might be a dancer who could teach young people to dance and get them in the hotel circuit, or teach young people to play an instrument and get them in the hotel circuit. You might be teaching young people to read.
Sluggy, I was gonna tell you, I was gonna ask you, I'm an alien to the planet, right? So what is this National Peace Program initiative?
The National Peace Program. I hear that question a lot. I'm gonna let you read a bit of info, give them an overview of what the National Peace Program is, and then we'll come and speak some more. We have a project going on now called, first thing first, the National Peace Program is an organization attached to the Attorney General's office. Is run by Minister Corey Lane. The director is Akil Daly. And myself, Sluggy Dan, Kevin Watson. I am the field coordinator. We're seeking to go into the communities, you know, and partner with civil society, partner with government stakeholders, you know, in coming up with programs targeted especially towards the youth. You know, looking to keep the youth busy. We got parenting programs for parents, we got counseling programs, we got anger management programs, we have a boxing program called Gloves Over Guns, we got a sports program. Every sport, we're looking to support the youth in every single sport throughout the community. So we are partnering with community persons, Ali, and we're partnering with stakeholders as well to bring programs within the community that could help everyone, whether it's counseling you want, Ali, whether it's anger management you want, or you have a program where you want to teach 50 youngsters about radio broadcasting, and you think, well, this would give youngsters another career choice. They will teach them in public speaking. This will help them to speak well. This will help boost the confidence. You understand me? This will help them to read better. You understand? You say, well, I have a program, but I can only do 5 now. This will do, but I would love to do 50. And you know, well, I can get the 50 youngsters. You know, you could take 10 from each school or whatever in your zone, and you want to do that program. You can come partner with us. And we can facilitate the program, whether we finance it and then provide the monitoring and evaluation. You understand me? But you running the program yourself. You get me? So instead of we coming and taking over the program, how to put them in, you running the program, but we facilitate it. We see how we can upscale it. You get me? So that's what the National Peace Program is about. Instead of the old time model, Oliver, we bring these particular programs, and this is all we're doing. We do have like 150 different programs, like 12 different pillars, right? Mm-hmm. But instead of becoming only bringing our program, only doing all, no, you have something going on that young people benefiting from. we can come and upscale that, providing monitoring and evaluation and the finances if need be, if finances available, and upscale it to help you, to empower you so you can turn around and empower other people. You get me? And for me, that's my job as a field coordinator, get my men out there in the field to find those persons, finding community leaders, finding community heroes, and working with them. You might got a man in the community who got six youngsters that that's working the garden with them and stuff, fruits and vegetables, Ollie. How can we help that? How can we assist that? How can we boost that so that he could turn around and employ 12 instead of six? You get me?
Yeah. I'm definitely getting you, Sluggy. Sounds fantastic. I'm looking at some of the,
thank you,
the goals and objectives. I'm going to read out here.
No problem.
Some of the goals and objectives. It says, to reduce the increased rates of homicides, that is, gun/firearm-related crimes. So you're looking to reduce the increased rates of homicides, gun and firearm-related crimes. Also increase community development projects and programs at a national level, which is what you just spoke on.
Yes, please.
Improve the sense of safety and well-being of all Barbadians through developing and enhancing programs for social cohesion, justice, and inclusion. Sounds very interesting, Sluggy.
Yes.
Something that all the Barbados could benefit from.
Yeah, something that every single person can benefit from, most certainly National Peace Program. So you need all of you to go out there and make sure you are following the National Peace Program on every single social media platform. And shout outs to Director Akil Daly, and shout outs to Minister Corey Lane as well. Of course, you know, we use the Apex Intervention Program for at-risk youth. You know, what is Apex in a nutshell? Apex, like, make it attractive and attach, using attractive activities to encourage youth to be part of and to belong to something positive, gain attachment to positive social groupings. And for me, that is so important, Ollie. Like, using attractive activities, yes, to encourage the youth to be part of and to belong to something positive and gain attachment to positive social groupings. And I'm sure right now, persons in communities hearing that, lots of people out there, Ollie, that be unknown, not known to the radio and the public, I'm sure doing positive, attractive things that could attract the youth and make them feel that they belong to something positive. I'm sure many people listening right now could say, of, yes, man, you know, this woman got shot down the road, you know what I mean? And she's got the young people singing that karaoke every Friday night. That sounds so good, though. Like, people come and hear them. Or this person saying, this woman is met clothes and she's teaching three young people to make clothes. You understand me? Like, I swear to God, and so many different things. This man is coach hockey, or this man is coach football or cricket, and he got youngsters out there every Saturday morning in the sun teaching them cricket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it brings to mind, I know a gentleman a few years ago, he's a little bit older now, but he used to literally go on Saturday mornings and go to different young gentlemen's houses and pick them up.
Yeah.
Go and get some drinks and stuff and play cricket for the whole morning time into lunchtime. And this is something he did just to make sure that they were busy and doing something fun and enjoyable. And he just did it out of his own, you know, just from his own heart. So this kind of reminds me of somebody like him somebody out there who's doing this by themselves.
I tell you.
You know?
I tell you, that's the purpose of the program. Go.
No, just telling you, looking out for the youth. Maybe you live in a neighborhood and there's somebody who has maybe 3, 4, 5 youngsters that they're pulling to one side.
Even if they're just lame, but they ain't doing the nonsense.
Correct.
Even if they're just standing up on his step. Even if they're just lame on each tree.
Wow.
But they may shooting at nobody. They may killing nobody. They ain't doing the crime. But they're just out there, 5 or 6 of them idle. You know what I mean? But keeping them positive, they me doing ain't, they keeping them positive and out of trouble.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know many persons like that. Like you said, youngsters doing anything. It could be even if killing chickens. You might go a man that's raised 300 or 400 chickens, you know what I mean? And the youngsters come and help you. Or a man might got 20 sheep, Ollie. The youngsters come and heap on the evening, he bring the sheep and feed the sheep.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, so someone can come and give that man 20 more sheep so that each of those youngsters not working.
Fantastic.
For he could got 3 or 4 sheep for himself. How can we create that? It's sure they got so many different, like, community heroes called, like, the, you can read out the part, Ollie, the Apex program for artists youth. They got a part about passion and purpose as well. And as you read them, like you said, you know someone like that. I'm sure it ain't just you and I who know, because you know a man like that too, down Black Rock, as you know too, and one in Jackson. Yeah.
There's a gentleman who calls on this radio station frequently, by the name of Raul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
He's a hero.
I thought everybody knows somebody like that.
Yeah, he's a definite hero. I'm gonna read what it says here about Apex. Apex is attract and attach.
Correct.
Using attractive activities to encourage youth to be part of and to belong to something positive and gain attachment to positive social groupings.
That could be so much things, so many things, Dolly.
Yep, that's the A. The P in Apex is passion and purpose. Tapping into the passions of the youth and using this for goal setting to assist with long-term focus. So that's A and P. E, exposure and empowerment. Exposing youth to more things locally, regionally, and internationally. Using the new attraction, passion, and goals to empower the youth towards better education, life choices, career, and or businesses. And the X in Apex, well, that stands for exchange. Exchanging at-risk life for a positive life and giving back to others. Apex, A-P-E-X. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, man. National Peace Program, people, the National Peace Program, we want to be in every single community. I'm sure lots of you know someone in your community that positive, you know, is trying to keep the youth positive, trying to keep people around them positive. So I'm sure lots of you know. You can call in and shout to that person. 434-1790. If you know a community person, a community hero, a community leader, a positive person in your community, you can call in and shout them out. You know, oftentimes we try to make popular people positive, but today we can try to make positive people popular. So anyone, even if they just got one person with them, that'd be positive. You know what I mean? You should come up calling and shout them out. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. We don't be shy when we share any negative news. You know what I mean? Negative. When we get negative things, publicity, we don't be shy. So call in 434-1790 and let me know about a positive person, you know, from within your community or any community at all in Barbados. Call in and let us know. I want to shout out the get healthy, living health and wellness in the workplace. I want to shout out Get Healthy Barbados. Saw them today in Sheraton St. Helens and doing my trappings. Join us at the Healthy Living Expo for a talk by Marita Marshall and Dr. Nicole Yard on health and wellness in the workplace. Health, safety, and wellness are critical components of productive workplaces. The Health and Wellness Physios Inc. is dedicated to improving existing companies' cultures in the Caribbean to incorporate health and wellness strategies. The Healthy Living Expo have over 10 speakers who will cover a range of topics for your physical, mental, and financial health over the course of the 2-day event. Get your tickets from ticketnation.bb event, the Healthy Living Expo, or any of the Ticket Nation outlets worldwide. For the Healthy Living Expo, this is on September 2nd and 3rd, 2023, at the Lloyd Erskine Stanley First Center. 2-day passes are only $45 adult. Day passes are $25 early bird or $30 at the door. Yes, you can pay at the door. And all children under 12 years old are absolutely free. That is Get Healthy Barbados. And this is not, and this is just me seeing this all online, being in Sheraton and seeing it, and seeing how helpful this will be to all Barbadians. You know, come on, like there's so many perks to learning about your health. You know, so many things I might not know, so many foods that might be so dangerous you might be shocked to see. Healthy Living Expo, and this is something was certainly to go to September 2nd and 3rd, 2023, at Lloyd Erskine Stanley First Center. Go ahead, Ollie.
Now, it sounds really interesting, Sluggy. The more I think about it, there must be some people out there who have somebody in mind, in terms of who probably even for the summer was just coming to collect the kids off of the block, take them to the beach, spend time with them to make sure that they have a positive day, rather than getting into a negative situation, you know. So there must be so many people out there who could benefit from this. It sounds like a really good idea.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. National Peace Program is for everybody.
Yes.
National Peace Program, 434-1790. I sure lots of you all out there know someone in your community that positive and that is doing something in the community, that want to do something for the youth, that certainly could use the help and the boost as well. I also want to see adventure clubs all over Barbados. I want to see adventure clubs all over Barbados. I want anyone from St. George listening in, can call in or send up on the WhatsApp. I want lots of young people from St. George. I want lots of person in St. George area. St. John. St. John is someplace I would love to do some work in as well. Big ups to everyone in St. John, everyone in St. George, everyone in St. Joseph. You know, these parishes that we tend to forget sometimes, Ollie. Everyone in lovely parish of St. Joseph. Those parishes I would love to get to me. You know, we're getting town a lot. We're getting St. Michael a lot. St. James even. Even sometimes St. Peter would get love in St. Lucie. You know, St. Andrew had a big night with thousands of people at their crab night event. Shout out to St. Andrew. St. Joseph, I want to come out there and bring some action to St. Joseph. St. George, I want to come and bring some action to St. George, particularly with the youth. And anyone out there listening, 434-1790, you got a positive person within your community, you can call in or message in and let us know. Call in a message and let us know. I got some messages. Shout outs to Bertram from Jackson. From Jackson community. Shout outs to you, Bertram. Messages coming in. Love to see the messages. Shout outs to Charles and Tony from Jackson. Big ups to you, Marceline from Jackson. Shout out to the Joneses in Jackson. Jackson got a lot of good people in the community. Shout outs to Green from Odyssey and Melrose, St. Thomas. Big ups to Green. Shout out to Tweeters from Shop Hill, you know, a former national footballer. Shout out to Tweeters. I love the messages that are coming in. Shout outs to Pablo, the photo man from Black Rock and the surrounding areas, Fairfield. Fairfield and surrounding areas. Shout outs to Scenes Entourage, group of youngsters doing music videos. Keep the messages coming in. I love it. 434-1790. 434-1790. I see the messages, people. And thank you so much for all the messages, all the people. Again, make sure I shout out to everyone. I want some of you to call in. 434-1790. Shout out to Trinity Clara overseas studying. Shout out to the King, so you can keep the extrail. All the pull up brand there, man. Me get them again. Remember when the Gyarwin brand first play up on here? Maybe first Lego brand up on here and when I call in and say, this song ain't doing that for me. I tell him he's gonna win the crown and easy too. You know what I mean? I thought my boy Colin would be in the finals too. Colin, you know, Colin voice giveaway enough. Colin getting all over. All the voice ain't standing up no more. Colin boy, if you listen to anybody near Colin Spencer, tell him why he calling. I want to know, I think I got the remedy for his voice. I think I got the remedy for your voice. You know, you need to start back doing some things you're doing the young, drinking some things you used to drink, doing some things you used to do, and get that throat perking again and get that voice sweetening, tip-top shape. And of course, you know, calling is where all year round. Calling is where every week. So I think a couple of come around, he tired to all. But I miss calling for any funnies. I need him at his best. I like Ronnie. I like the announcer song for this year as well. I thought he would have made it true. I like a Hanja's song. Hanja's song had a song named called Heartless and Broken. I think we got it in the system as well. Heartless and Broken. I like that one as well. Thought she would have made it true. All you can give us some peace of brain. Then it'll come back and read some of the messages. But you want you all to call in. Don't want you all to just message in. 434-1790.
Shots. Fresh trees in the same breeze. Different time but the same squeeze. Shot to the head, catch a brain freeze. I'm fully revved up like a KTM. Cashing out my jeans from the ATM. If them not pleased, then I can't please them. I'm about to go have a great weekend. And them can't deal with it. Rum in a glass. Oh, we just jump on pal and swim. Move so mean with it. Drinking with class. Don Periano, God, someone so evil is. Snake in a glass. Bad mind you and your glass. I feel complete with it. I don't just talk. Feel up my drinks to my heart and be say shots. To the head, hit the liver. Shot. We love my drinks to my heart and me say shot. We love my drinks to my heart and them can't deal with it. Rum in a glass. Oh, we just jump on pal and swim. Move so mean with it. Drinking with class. Don Periano, God, some man so evil is. Snake in a glass. Bad mind you and your glass. I feel complete with it. I don't just talk. We love my drinks to my heart and me say shots. To the head, hit the liver. We drink plenty liquor. We don't play with it. We drink, we don't play with it. Send shots. To the head, hit the liver.
Well, Sluggy, I played the wrong brand song. I played Brand Freeze, but hey, these things happen. But we do have Brand on the lineup to play. But I'm going to ask you a few questions here about the National Peace Initiative.
Yay.
So we're going to ask you some questions here in terms of what is your call to action for persons who want to mentor?
That's a good question. Am I on?
You're on.
That is a good question. Call to action for persons who want a mentor from the minister is simple. If to join the effort to restore Barbados as a true paradise, shift gears from being a bystander or a commenter and become part of the solution by offering your time and experience to help develop our youth and future. One young person. That is probably the call to action. The call to action for mentors, for the minister, is quite simple. Join the effort to restore Barbados at a true paradise. Shift gears from being a bystander or commenter and become part of the solution by offering your time and experience to help develop our youth and future. One young person.
Why is there a need for such a program?
Oh, nice. I like this. Why is there a need for such a program?
Yes, sir.
Okay, effective crime prevention must address the short term and focus on the root causes and social, determinants of crime in order to sustain the reduction of crime in the medium to long term. The NPP is needed to collaborate, implement such strategies, monitor and evaluate success.
I see. Okay. And some of the goals of the National Peace Program?
To improve the sense of safety and well-being of our Barbadians through developing and enhancing programs, for social cohesion, as togetherness, for justice and inclusion. Some of the objectives, in 3 years, we would like to reduce homicides to 7 per 100K, that's 20 murder, homicides, gunfight, armed crimes, and other crimes. We like to reinforce positive social morals and norms by building stronger families and communities, increase opportunities for economic empowerment by expanding avenues for training and income generation, enhance delivery of criminal justice systems and protective services by institutional and judicial reforms. Judicial reforms is extremely important.
But when was it actually rolled out, Sluggy? When did it actually start?
It started last year, November 6th, around last year when it started. testing the waters and rolling out the program. You know, the 12 different pillars, the kind of the 50 different programs, which you will hear more about in the coming weeks. But the overall MPP is still in development stage, you know. But the rule, it started last year, November 6th, this year, September. This year, not about 2 weeks ago, we had the launch of one of our flagship programs, you know, at Accra Beach Hotel called Flip the Script. There we had about 60 something young persons, and we had a empowerment seminar, giving them some pep talks about positivity and life and togetherness and life skills and improving the mindset and changing the mindset. You know, it was a whole day event, and after that we got about 12 weeks of training. So we had our flagship program recently, and the youngsters were all well engaged, and we have about 80 youngsters enrolled in a aftercare program. They're going to go to mental health sessions, you know, anger management sessions. They're going to go through self-development sessions for about 12 weeks and have about 80 young people enrolled in that.
Wow.
And they're eager to start.
And you've mentioned the 12 pillars. Can you tell us what, because you've said it a few times, what are the 12 pillars, Sluggy?
We will tell a person about the 12 pillars in the coming weeks, you know, I'll give you all the information about all 12 pillars and every single program.
So there's going to be an official launch date?
We launched already.
You've launched already?
Yeah.
Okay.
The program is up and active. National Peace Program on every single platform.
I understand. No problem. It does sound exciting, Sluggy. What's the response been so far?
It's been great, man. The response has been great. The response has been wonderful.
And approximately how many initiatives have already been completed?
We have Gloves Over Guns. We have the Flip Your Script program. We had Up Next Showcase, Up Next Radio Show. The table tennis. We had a table tennis program for the whole island, and some of the youngsters, we sponsored youngsters at this event, St. Vincent, and they did really well. We have some youngsters with North Stars Club who are in England right now playing cricket. We have a group of youngsters that will go down to England soon as well.
Wow.
Yeah, because what the program is also doing is young at-risk youth that never got the chance to go away, never got the chance to see overseas. We're trying to give some of them the opportunity to go overseas and get opportunities, you know, and see different places and change the mindset, change the experience.
That sounds very good. It's like, when they looking to head down to England?
Some are in England all now as we speak with the North Stars Cricket Club from St. Lucie.
That sounds fantastic, man. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So, Sluggy, tell me about you and being involved in this. How are you feeling personally? Because I know you're a man, you love to help people, especially the youth. So how is this? How do you feel about it? And how is it going so far for you personally?
It's going good. But you know me, I really, really, you know, it's Sluggy, but it's very fast-paced. So, you know, but of course, you know, the system, when you're dealing with the system and government, you must go through certain protocols in order to get things done. And that's probably only frustration for me, but that's not a knock on it. That's just me. Because if I want to do a program today, I want that by tomorrow, I can roll it out. If I already plan it out, check all the quirks in it, all the qualms, start with everything. I want that. You know me, want that when they ready to roll the talk. But, you know, of course, it must still be. I'm not the head. I'm not the director. I'm not the minister.
Mm.
But you know me, I'm pushy. I'm a bit pushy. Everybody know this. People in Barbados know that about me. I guess that would have loved me too because it's for the youth. So I'd be really pushing for it. So I just want things to happen now, but it can't happen now. It must wait. And I must admit that's probably my only crime. But like I said, it's not a crime because Minister Lynn make things happen extremely fast.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely fast.
Well, that's good news, Snuggy. That's really good news because, you know, I see you coming in here each week and you have a little extra kick in your step, and I can see that.
Yeah.
You dive fully headfirst into this, and you're fully immersed into it. So big respect to you, my brother.
Yeah, happy. Man. Yeah. It's what I was always doing on my own. You know, trying to get out there in the communities. And working with the youth especially, trying to give the youth as much opportunities as possible, whether it's in video games, whether you like video games and want to go into that world, whether you like sports or fishing or academics and want to go into those worlds, whether it's fashion or culinary arts or culture and want to go into that world. You understand? For me, it was always finding the youth where they are, meeting the youth where they are, and trying to bring them from that place in a positive way, but supporting their hopes and goals and dreams. That was always me. And the peace program, though, as the field coordinator, the man that responsible for everyone out there in the field, it gives me opportunity to do that. But you know, enter the youngsters in adventure fun club programs and really get them excited and get support for what they want to do and what they enjoy doing, getting support for that. Because as you know, a lot of fun things is build careers. You might enjoy playing cricket when you're small and grow up playing for the West Indies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or you might be teaching, or you might end up being a coach, or you might end up being an assistant coach, or you might end up being a physiotherapist, or you might end up being a sportscaster. You see how many different jobs, or a producer, as you know, all the large shows need producers on the shows. All those different things might come from just playing the sport, because each sport has got so many different careers and jobs within the sport. You get me?
Yeah.
So there's so many different, each thing that the youth love doing, there's so many careers that can come out of it.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic, Sluggy. So you've told me about the cricketers. You've told me, can you tell me some more about this, the boxing program? Because I want to know, is this for both boys and girls?
Of course, for everyone.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And how is that going so far in terms of the youth enrolling in your boxing program?
Oh, the youth are coming. That are coming pretty rapidly, man. The youth love boxing, Ollie. And it's saying really in the barbers, youth love combat sports. And that's a fun way to get youth healthy and active and engaged and disciplined.
It does. It definitely does get them engaged and a lot of discipline in terms of boxing as a sport, because you got to be physically prepared, mentally prepared, a lot of training and a lot of discipline.
And yeah, you got to listen, because if you don't listen to boxing, you could die in the ring.
Very true. Very, very, very true. So it's like, you tell you what, we're going to take in the real song that you did request, and then we'll come back and chat some more and tell Barbados some more about this fantastic initiative that you're involved in, okay?
That's no problem.
To delve little deeper, check the medulla oblongata. Yes, in the field of neurology, we must understand how exactly the human brain does be functioning with the decisions I see people making. The mindset today to me looking strange. I mean the way the whole society change. The matter before we speaking so plain. Saying to me is like we don't use we brain. When we get legislation to deal with kites, but nothing for those serving in public like that decision. Staking out the nation. And if you ignore Chapman Lane, Bonnet's Baby Lane, and leave all the crime up to Corey Lane, that decision, is it crime prevention? Cause then we want to know how the youths get choosing violence, saying them fully done. That decision affects the next generation. Tell me, are the neurons inactive? Is there an issue with the synapses? Or is the country just going insane? Man is like, we don't use we brain. He's like, we don't use we brain. Let us consider the limbic system. It controls our moods and emotions. With all of the talk about SOEs, civil servants feeling anxiety,
No one to the corpus callosum. It facilitates communication. Yes, I know the PM talks to me, but we still need some more transparency. The optic fibers must be inflamed, 'cause we can't see we way out of debt again. The IMF target's barely in sight, but the money they lend is cyphersorized. When the foundation can come with a future plan, it has to include Edwin Rick and Ram. That decision seems like favoritism. And they bring an old policeman back from me pension, and the new governor was chief advisor. Those decisions could be nepotism. And then somebody say it's time to rename November 30th to National Day. That decision was imagination. Are these thoughts caught up in a vortex? Maybe issues with the prefrontal cortex. Are we falling victim to these mind games? Because we won, use we brain. Because we won, use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. Don't use we brain. Won't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. In the hippocampus we would see part of the brain that deals with memory. When asked about the questions on gender, we came down with a case of amnesia. Let's touch the pituitary gland. It's the part that does help us understand. When I saw the Saltax recently, it lacked understanding completely. I think we need to do a CAT scan to see the true picture of this island. The axons must be misfiring when we think about the cost of living. When the trainees accusing Belgian policemen about serious things like the kidnapping, that decision needs clarification. And when the 11 plus 10 and government comments the creation of schools of excellence, that decision needs more consultation. And the media should never assume, but the headlines read gender neutral bathrooms. That decision caused total confusion. Is it a chemical imbalance or dementia causing this nonsense? Maybe an MRI could explain why we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. Don't use we brain. Don't use we brain. It's like we don't use we brain. It's like we don't.
Yes, please. Let's get a message from Big Up Dark Sugar. I don't know who this person, but Dark Sugar, whoever you are, message me back and let me know who you are so he can shut you up properly. 87 is the last 2-digit city number. Dark Sugar. She said, Big Up Glenn Harvey, New Orleans. Shout out to Glenn Harvey, New Orleans. Shout out Shelly Small from the Point. A lot of y'all might know her from Young People, Friend and Frolic. Used to be a Point as well. Doing a lot of great work with the youth. Shout outs to Shelly Small. Shout outs to Ramon Hewitt, aka Bruce, who up there in St. Andrew and got lots and lots of youth on his tutelage as well.
Looks like I was reading something here we were talking about during the song that really piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. It's called Direct Intervention Program. Mm-hmm. Let me read what it says here.
No problem.
The Direct Intervention Program, DIP, is designed to reduce gun-related crimes through close engagement with marginalized persons to dismantle their negative ideologies related to firearms. The government of Barbados will form a strategic partnership with civil society organization with a proven track record to execute the following specific interventions. 1. Street outreach and non-aggression agreements with gang leaders will involve A. Mediation of ongoing feuds and mitigation of retaliation. B. Mediation, peace talks, and the establishment of peace agreements with gang leaders. C. Block, arbitration, and mediation. 2. Major player pivot. Guns for capital buyback, which will provide avenues for individuals willing to leave the life of crime via legitimate, viable business ventures. 3. The warrant program. It will utilize community leaders to accompany wanted individuals to the Barbados Police Service. And I see something here about national initiatives. There will be several overreaching preventative activities that will be focused on a national level. These activities are intended to 1. Recognize and reward individuals, 2. Provide training opportunities, and 3. Create safe spaces for vulnerable groups. These national interventions will be implemented by civil society and government agencies. 1. Recognition and reward. Gaining stripes. The citizen reward system will allow individuals to be recognized for their positive societal contributions throughout the year. In an effort to recognize and reward those from the populace who performed good deeds and demonstrated their selflessness for the well-being of others, the annual Trident Red Carpet Award ceremony will be hosted to recognize and honor them. 2. Training and employment opportunities. The government will introduce several training and employment opportunities, such as a sports academy that will provide facilities for full-time athletes to build their skills and techniques and enhance their employability via trades. A special initiative will be undertaken to increase the participation of marginalized groups in the orange economy through the creation of multimedia projects, including Bayesian entertainment shows, which will be developed and produced with the participation of these groups, engendering ownership and income-generating opportunities. It's lucky this sounds like a lot of positive stuff that's going on, my brother.
Yeah, man, attacking the communities, going to the communities and taking the action directly to the communities and working with community persons. What he wants us to do, what I'm particularly proud of, is seeking to go into communities and shout out community heroes, salute community heroes and community leaders, and working with these community heroes and community leaders. That's what I particularly love and that I promise to do much more of. So I promise to get out there in all the communities and find out these persons and shout them out and work with these community leaders. Again, big up Glenn Harvey from New Orleans. Shout outs to Vicky. Salutes to you. Shout outs to Sharon Seeley from St. Andrew. Sharon Seeley, shout outs to you. Maximum respect to you. Shout outs to all those persons out there doing positive things. Keep the messages coming in. Absolutely love it. Shout out to Chantel from St. Philip. Keep up doing the great, great work. Aaliyah and Chantel, the mommy and daughter, Drew. Keep up the great, great work. Shout outs to Michelle Doyle. Salutes to you. Keep up the great work. Andrea King, shout outs to you and keep up the great work.
Sounds good, Stuggy. So you have a lot of help. You're getting a lot of help from various people in terms of your staffing and stuff. How is that going?
Staffing is not bad. You know, could obviously, I would love some more. I would love some more community persons on board. But I'm most confident that with time that will happen. I would love some persons that are well known in St. George that could gather up a lot of young people. I would love that persons that are well known in St. Joseph that can gather up a lot of young people. I would absolutely love that, you know. And those two parishes in particular, St. Philip and St. John, you know, probably got a lot of children, a lot of young people from there already, and they anticipate we're going to get lots more. But St. Joseph, St. George particularly, yeah, those are two places that would love to get a lot of young people from, you know, including me, the action, man.
You get into St. Lucie?
Yeah, I got one of my peoples that are from St. Lucie, and shout outs to Damien
John Scooby, aka Scooby, who's been a vice president in North Stars Cricket Club, North Stars Sports Club, and he's also working with us, stakeholder relations. Shout outs to Dario Smithy. He's also working with us now, in the St. Lucie and St. Peter area. So, and shout out to Sandy, Sandy's Hideaway. We are going to be doing lots of work and projects with Sandy and other businesses within.
Where's that located again, Sluggy? Sandy's Hideaway. Where's that again?
St. Lucie, I'm not camera.
Somewhere, okay, yeah, because yeah. It sounds familiar.
We went there a lot, we went there about 2 weeks ago. I had a function down there by Sandy's Hideaway that was superb, man. It was excellent, you know. Everybody come out, the vibe was good. Shout out to Sandy, so they're gonna be down there again this week. Going on this week to meet with Sandy and do some work for sure.
Sounding big, Sluggy. Sounding really big. So you're getting out there, and a lot of youth are becoming involved, and you're changing some more lives.
Yeah, enough young people on board. Tomorrow we're going turn us all St. Lucie. Tomorrow we're going to turn us all St. Lucie and Turner's Hall, St. Andrew. Sorry, got me thinking about St. Lucie. Sorry, St. Lucie people. Sorry, St. Andrew people. You know, tomorrow we are going to Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, and we're going to do a hike for about an hour. Then come back and do a cacao. You know, come back and do a cacao in the open air.
When you say we, Sluggy, who exactly is we? And can me, the public join?
Myself and about 100 young people on board so far. It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
and the public is invited then, or
the public can come. The public can come meet us at Turner's Hall. Turner's Hall is only one road, by Main Road. Meet us there on the Main Road, and we can go and do a little hike, then a cacao afterwards. You know, we can roast some bright fruit, grill some fish, grill some chicken. You know what I mean? And this whole of vibes, have a little talk, you know, have a little fun, relax, enjoy the outdoors, and then go home with a belly full.
What time can people meet you there?
11 o'clock tomorrow.
11 o'clock tomorrow. Sounds good. I got to work tomorrow, double shift.
Morning and evening?
Yeah, I'm working here, and then on 104 with CPO in the evening time.
Well, nice. Content St. Lucie is where Sandy's bar is. Content St. Lucie is where Sandy's bar is, and I'll be down there this Wednesday night for sure. They got some karaoke this Wednesday night, so I'll be down by Sandy's Hideaway. On the menu, Sandy got pickled sauce, chicken feet, necks, gizzards, turkey, sea cat, bull jaw, pigtails, and she also eventually got rice and peas and macaroni pie, baked chicken, wings, fish, and so much more. This Wednesday night, this and every Wednesday night, so I'll be there for sure. So start at 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
This is the Wednesday, right?
Yes, please.
So tomorrow is Turner's Hall in St. Andrew, and they can meet you there for
11 a.m.
And then Wednesday will be karaoke at Sandy's Hideaway in St. Lucie.
Yes, please.
So those are your action spots so far. In between, Superman, as usual, helping everybody here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, man, but for me, it'd be a lot. Sometimes got to turn off my phone for a little while, too, but I absolutely love it. You know what I mean? Like, I dream that my life would be like this. So, it's crazy to think that it coming to fruition. You know what I mean? Things that I dream about from a child. I dream about what you're doing here now on radio. I dream about working with enough young people and having enough young people, you know what I mean, under my charge, under my tutelage, and steering them the right way, positive way. So it's saying I dream about, so I feel good, you know. I went through 5 years of pure suffering, but I feel good that, you know, I get to the point that I didn't give up. And I feel good I never, ever, ever thought about giving up, Ollie. Like, as crazy as that, but it has some things that are rough, but it never crossed my mind. When I think about it, no, that is weird, because I had things that I tell myself I probably should have stopped. But I'm glad I didn't. But it never even came in mind, yo, man, I'm done with this here. Nah, boy, just love it. You know what I mean? I didn't care about the applause. I didn't care about the popularity. I didn't care about the money. I tell you, nothing. Just helping the youth and going forward. That's all they care about. So I guess sometimes it's rough because in Barbados, people don't really like helping the youth. And when it sits up on air, he's getting off a tax and thing. And you know, the phone is going crazy. But in Barbados, we don't like helping the youth, man. You know,
I find people don't like to help people, period. period.
Yeah,
so,
but
so even hard, for the youth, it's harder for the youth, it's because even harder, yeah.
Because a young boy or a girl might be hard ears. You know what I mean? According to them. So not people don't really want to deal with hard ears children. Although we still would love the youth to change, we don't want to be the boy to try to change them. We will hope that they magically change. We don't think that we're going to do nothing to help them change. We would think you hard ears. Please stop being hard ears and it's easy. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people there who are out there who are very positive and are very assist, you know, they assist. But by and by, in terms of my observations,
you know, a lot of people is do things for their own narratives. You know what I mean? That, you know, a lot of people is do, but a lot of people assisting. I just hear that all the time. But for me working in our community, there be so many youth that need help. I'd be wondering who these people be helping. Like, which youth? Like which youth? The youth that be no violent, like, upon gun charges, murder charges, robbery charges. Like, those youth who causing the harm in society, some on bail, some in jail. Like, those are the youth that people working with to stop from doing it. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think we're working with young people, but not the young people that we're afraid of. Not the young people that we want to make Barbara safe. Might want to start shooting boat, start robbing, stop killing. Those young people, whether they're in jail or out here in society, I don't think we're working with them a lot.
I do think, though, that the parents do have a lot of responsibility, but unfortunately, a lot of parents just don't care.
Yeah, a lot of parents don't care, and a lot of parents don't know how to help either.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that if we just left it at the parents, you know, don't get me wrong, when the parents out there, especially when the fathers, is when the responsibility trying to deal with the youths. You know what I mean? But, like you said, a lot of parents don't care, and I'm afraid that if we leave it up to the parents, we can be in a deeper hole if we do that. If we left it at the parents to fix.
Well, I mean, we're living in it now, so you look around and we're living in it.
You're right. There's the results of doing that and leaving it up to the parents. And then that 6-year-old, 10 years down the road, now he's 16 today. You know what I mean? And we left it up to them. It ain't going to work like that. Some parents are incapable, Ollie. That is the truth. Some parents, honestly, are incapable of raising their own children.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds.
It's very true. No, it is true.
As crazy as that sounds.
There are some children who are more mature than their parents. You know, they come up, they see what their parents have gone through and what they're going through, and they say, no, I'm going to do something different. And they end up being more mature and responsible than their parents at a young age. We see it every single day. So, but we do think positive, Sluggy, and this National Peace Program is
that's the one.
Big up,
yeah, big up, Rochelle, listening in. I love it, Rochelle Williams from St. Stephen's Hill, and of course you know I live near St. Stephen's Hill as well. I live in Rosemont, which in far, which all be in the Black Rock area. So big up, Rochelle Williams from St. Stephen's Hill. I think Rochelle is St. Stephen's. I think you type the wrong thing, but I think you mean St. Stephen's Hill. She's the one, Ollie, who takes my children around, the young people. Like, last week, about 40 of them went crabbing in St. Andrew.
Wow.
Well, Minister of Welfare, everyone's them, and lovely people of St. Andrew, bigger than Tonya Stevens. And Rochelle made sure all my young people got St. Andrew safely, back home safely. Now I'm my taxi driver. And tomorrow on the hike, we have about 100 children, Ollie. You know, because Shelly bringing 30, Danico bringing 30, Lamar and Jamar bringing 30 as well, Ramon bringing more than 30, Dario bringing 30. So we have more than 100 children coming tomorrow, Ollie. And
so far.
Yeah, so far. And Rochelle is the person that is responsible for the transportation and the coordination. And as you will know, taking so many young people from home to there, from their families, kind of some way, hiking, outdoors, cooking, and so on, and taking them back home, is not a small responsibility, because children are standouts and anything can go wrong. And she and Rochelle and her team is always on point. Get them there safe at all times and get them back to the home and get them back home safely. So I got to start and big up Rochelle, and she's a woman too. You know what I mean? A woman being in charge. Being that powerful and in charge, all of you got saluted. So
for sure.
Biggest of my girl on the outside, Rochelle Williams for sure, sure. Rochelle Williams, big up yourself. Big up yourself. Tomorrow we on. We are going St. Andrew tomorrow. Turner's Hall, St. Andrew, we coming. We are doing a hike. And then at the end of the hike, we are doing some outdoors cooking. We got some chicken. We got some fish. We got some roast breadfruit. We got some drinks. We got some water. And we're going to have a nice positive fellowship. We're going to have a nice positive fellowship. So big ups to everyone locked on, and shout outs to my sister in Rochelle Williams, who keeping us safe. The National Peace Program. National Peace Program. Make sure you're following us on every single social media platform. Follow us on every single social media platform.
About a sweet voice, Luggy. Carissa, K-A-R-I-S-S-A, Barbados. Talented young lady. Talk to us, Luggy.
Yeah, man. And shout outs to Carissa. Shout outs to Carissa, and big up this power punch ain't no get here in the studio. Let me tell you, going up in the air. No! Every Saturday, Beijing Rhythm and Rain, man. All of you answer the phone. We have a caller. Good, so now, you know, Ollie and I are speaking about saluting community heroes, you know, community persons who are doing positive things within the community. And yesterday I got to meet a young lady, had about 97 young children in a summer camp, Ollie, for a couple of weeks. And all children 16 and under, I believe, was the age. What was the ages, ma'am?
The ages was 4 to 15.
Woo, 4 to 15. And give Barbados your name and where you are calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from St. Philip.
Yes, bang. Yes,
my cat was at Hilda's team.
Yes.
My cat name was Cat with a Difference.
Yes. Why? I was asking you though. Why do you choose that name, Cat with a Difference?
The reason for choosing this name, Count with a Difference, is because that I believe that we can make a difference in our young children. And with our teenagers, mm-hmm. we can make a difference.
You don't believe it? You don't, but you never said that. We're too far gone. You believe we can make a difference? Most certainly, that's your belief.
We can make a difference. Good. We're not too far gone. We're not too far gone.
I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, with camps, you know, children will do crafts. Children will be running boat and stuff. With my camp, we did. The teenagers, they did barbering.
Nice.
Nail tech.
Nice.
Hairdressing. They had people come in. The police came in. I talked to them.
Nice.
They had tours.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, the camp was to me, they learn how to make things at home that they can do on the site.
I like
so
that.
So they could still make a dollar for themselves.
I love that.
Myself to be an entrepreneur. I really believe that with our summer camps, we have to do things that children will leave with a difference. I had a nonverbal child, and I can tell you to this, and I can testify to this. Today, he's saying a lot of words.
Which is such a blessing, Chantel. No? Like,
all
God,
the counselors.
Girl.
He got the counselors by the name. And he's praying to call them. This show to me was special because when you see 5:30, mornings when his mom is going to work, he's ready to come to camp. And she said, he's not like this to go to school.
Listen, things like that, right, Chantel, must be extremely rewarding to you. And like, that must make you tell yourself, oh, boy, the hard work worth it. That one child and that massive, because listen to me, right? That's a big thing. You just saying it callously, right? But everyone told me the child wasn't speaking at all for real. He was really nonverbal, and they couldn't believe that the same. And they couldn't believe it was that child you were speaking about.
Yeah. I had children that had speech delays.
Yeah.
I know they could speak properly. They could say what they need to say.
How long was the camp? How long was the camp for?
5 weeks, and I think five weeks was too short.
You're the godsend, girl. More people will be saying these 5 weeks can't come soon enough. You saying these five weeks was too short?
Yeah.
So you had any help from corporate Barbados or any government institutions was supporting the HILDA scheme?
This camp was a government camp run by the Ministries of Youth and Development.
Yes.
We had our youth commissioner, David Braffitt.
Big up. Shout out to David Braffitt. The support.
He really gave us all of that support. I also want to big up my counselors, my assistant director, Sophia and Alicia.
Listen, I mean, don't play you speeding over Leah, because you know that is my buddy. You know that, and I let you know already, oh, you're roping her in. What are you doing with the peace program? For sure, Aaliyah is a young lady, and have so many different young people on her tutelage. She's still the president at Lodge School?
Yes, she is the president for the student council at Lodge.
So you know God works, she for sure, in Lodge School in St. John. So you know you're working with Aaliyah for sure. Go ahead.
She's also in the... There's another program they're running at Lodge Known.
Yes.
Interact.
Yes, correct. So show us Aaliyah, and we can come and tell them all about it, because we have something big planning. So what we can do is bring you and Aaliyah, even if it's by Zoom and you can't get here, we can do that next week. We can talk about the camp, the different activities we had at the camp, and then we're going to talk about our upcoming drive where we're going to help some children about the school, and then we are also going to speak about, you know, the fun activities we want to do with the children. I mean, just want to do it once and stop. I just trying to tell, because you know, there's something you want.
Yeah, we want to go.
Correct. And you already tell me, Sluggy, Aaliyah upon board, she want to work with me. And she done know is a yes. Is a yes.
And my counselor been coming on board as well.
You know, and listen, tell all of them, I love them. Next week, there we can do next week, Saturday. We can talk about the camp. We can talk, have a chat with the counselors as well. I could provide a platform for that with you and the counselors. We could talk about the children and the programs you had, and then what we are also doing together as a partnership going forward. And that's what we can do next week, Saturday. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's Yeah.
Listen, but today just want to shout you out. Keep up the good work, Chantel. You're doing biggest everyone at the St. Philip locked on. They just want to tell you, live on air. I appreciate people like you so much because you and I know it ain't easy dealing with the youth, you know, multiple personalities, different families, different backgrounds, different situations, and we got to put it all together and make it work. So I really love and appreciate what you are doing from the heart. Keep up the great work, and I can't wait for next week when we can have a chat on air a little bit longer. Anything you want to say quickly before we go?
I want to say thanks to everybody that gave me the support.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to you as well.
My pleasure.
And Danny Cole. Oh, and nice.
That is no problem at all. Thank you so much. And next week we can have a chat with Chantel. She had Camp With a Difference, over 97 children, Ollie. She said between the ages of 4 to 15 years old, and she's doing an excellent job. Next week, Saturday, Bear Gem Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy Ollie. Thank you so much. Peoples, it was an absolute pleasure. And next week, I will read the rest of messages, Ollie. We have so many community heroes, I can't believe it. Love you, Barbados. I'm out.